be my CIO. No, CITO. Chief Information Technology.
Oh, I can do that, sure.
Yo, use the Six Sigma to make the information foam, but not nicer.
Oh, yeah.
But don't get the Six Sigma syndrome.
Oh, man. You know, I saw the guy that made that speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeff Bloggs or Bloggle?
Bogle.
Bogle.
Yeah, I was just sitting across from one of the current interns, and he was in the middle of a sentence. He looks up, he goes, "Yeah, that's Jeff Bogle out there. The guy who founded the company," and I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, he's really old.
Are the older people, like, really smart?
What do you mean, the older people at the...
Would they know how to, like, do all this shit
like
that the company does? No, not investment, like, the technical stuff.
Well, this is a mutual fund company.
Yeah, so he probably knows how to invest stuff, but... I doubt he really knows that much about technology.
Yeah, he
probably
doesn't.
I thought it was, like, IT.
No,
like, what I would be doing is IT, but the company itself is, like, mutual funds and...
Well, I mean, think about it this way. IT is, like, a lot of, like, databases, right?
Right.
Databases are just, like, ways to analyze information.
Right.
Information that, like, investors don't really use daily. They just use, like, say, mutual funds or investments. You're just like, okay, I see this and this. I should go for it because of intuition or like calculating present value. This is how to analyze all that information, how to make it flow and analyze risk and stuff. So people who are making investments don't know anything about what they're doing.
Right.
His stuff is all like backdrop.
What is analyzing risk?
So say
is that like economics?
It can be economics.
Or is it business?
Statistics.
Statistics.
Yeah. No. But that's like, you can have any major. I was an econ major, and I've been doing risk for 2 years. That's what I'm going into, risk management.
Yeah, well, I bet you have to take lots of stats classes.
Fuck that, man. All you need to know how to do is Excel, common sense. All my shit was common sense. I had my data team working on the data.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why you thrive, man.
I was like, data team, go! Yeah, it was sad. They were 40 years old. I was 20, and I was telling them what to do.
See, if I had my way, that data team would be replaced by, like, an intelligent, artificial, like, you know, basically a machine learning
system. Oh, wait, like, the thing is...
An automated, like, IT team?
You have no
right.
idea, dude.
Yeah.
This guy, okay, so he ended up getting a promotion, and one of my friends from CMU is now doing that job.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was like, yo, you want a job in Japan? And I got it from, right? This job, you pump out 2 reports a week. The same reports... Same data pools. You just have to pull it into
so
an Excel
boring.
Sheet and make it, and it takes like 2 days of like pulling data and putting it, because they don't have a fucking automated thing for this.
That's retarded.
Yep. I mean, like he also does like he highlights all the like the weird like anything that's like aberrations or like too high variance. He like points it out, but that can all be done with a fucking computer
too.
Yeah,
seriously. I've written programs that are dumber than that.
And that's just and they get
that.
Paid like $50,000 a year to pump out fucking bullshit. And I would take that, and then I would analyze it.
So what really is like IT then?
Oh, that's not IT. That's risk management.
Well,
IT is like setting up the databases.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, one of the things I could be doing is writing applications for like internal use. So like trying to make the business more efficient by like writing a better application that they use.
Or he could be doing website.
Yeah. Never
I
really
mean like the company website, you have to have a huge intricate data flow so you know like there's no like idle time for the customer.
That's what I'm studying to do for. I don't know
that's
if I want to do that
shit,
anymore. Yeah.
But that depends on the company that you're working for though. You know,
no, but I thought like I wanted to do that.
But like think of it this way. If you're doing this as like if you're doing like freelance stuff or like if you're doing for a website design company, you'd be designing different types of websites all the time, right?
Right.
Don't go for the corporate websites. Corporate websites are usually done internal. And go for the ones that are like thriving artists, skateboarders, that kind of interesting stuff. That could be fun. That means you have to go out and collect the fucking pictures.
Yeah, but I bet you don't make shit for money. Ever.
Probably not. I mean, like, with selling websites, it's not that
fuck.
Bad, though. You have to be able to pump it out.
It depends, man. If you can write a really good website... it on the spot.
Yeah.
It has to be like, guys can't do the evil eye.
I do. I just stare. I just glare at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see Quinn doing it or Timmy doing it.
The evil eye?
Yeah.
Mine's like, when
no,
I
do just
it,
like,
I can't do it. Like, it's only
yeah,
if
yeah.
I'm really angry.
Oh, when your eye goes like, just like,
I don't know, I just like furrow my brow and I'm like, in my mind it's the most intense.
My
thing
sarcastic look is just like,
yeah, the squint one eye and be
just like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, what the fuck did you just say?
What you just said made me fucking dumber. Before that, I'm gonna look at you like this.
You know Lerner?
Back?
No,
Andrew, yeah.
He wants to do, like, so he's Mech-E, right?
Yeah.
So he's just gonna go, like, work for a skateboard company and design new wheels and stuff.
Oh. That's cool.
Yeah, right? So, like, apply what you know to what you like. Because, like, skateboarding, I'll, like, program the next smart snowboard or something.
Put in the speedometer.
Yeah.
Like, in the gravity boards.
That wouldn't be too bad. You just look down and you see us, like, you're, how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Air
time,
like you jump
yeah.
and you're like,
all right.
Whoa.
It'd be a lot better if there was some kind of electronic thing that could transmit into a watch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because looking at your board could be really dangerous. If you're going down, you're just like...
What
are you trying to say? It's like, you're like, oh, shit!
I definitely had to do that. Like, if the board gets too much snow on it,
mm-hmm.
you can't move it around very well.
Can't you just pop it off?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Some snow sticks to it, or like gets caught up on
you.
See,
your I think
boot.
I'll just jump up in there and just just grab it.
Nonchalant. Could always do like a backflip, just kick it off.
I could just pee it on it. Pee on it.
While you're moving, that's dangerous. Pissing into the wind.
Yeah, you just gotta be like.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.